General, I got to ask you, the president has a tough decision to make on Afghanistan, sending troops. What would you advise him on that issue?
What I have advised him is to not be rushed into a decision, because this one is the decision that will have consequences for years to come. If you decide to send more troops, or if that's what you feel is necessary, make sure you have a good understanding of what those troops are going to be doing and some assurance that the additional troops will be successful. You can't guarantee success in a very complex theater like Afghanistan, and increasingly with the Pakistan problem next door, but you have to have some sense of what these additional troops will be able to do. And secondly, take your time. And third, you've got to make sure that you are putting this commitment on a solid base, and the base is a little soft right now. We've got a president in Afghanistan that had a rough election with a lot of corruption associated with the election, a lot of corruption in the government. And he has been told, Mr. Karzai has been told, and I know him very well, he's been told he's got to do something about this. And he's got to do something about the drug problem. And he's got to start pulling the Afghan people together. And so the president has to measure that. What kind of base is he putting this new strategy on? Because it isn't just what we do. What do the Afghans do? And it's made, as I said a moment ago, it's made particularly difficult because of the unstable situation along the Pakistan border and in Pakistan. So this is a very difficult one for him. And it isn't just a one-time decision. This is the decision that will have consequences for the better part of his administration. So, Mr. President, don't get pushed by the left to do nothing. Don't get pushed by the right to do everything. You take your time and you figure it out. You're the commander-in-chief, and this was what you elected for.
Great advice from General Colin Powell. As we and certainly when you send troops into battle, you're still recognizing the ultimate sacrifice that they may not come home the way they were sent. General Colin Powell, we certainly appreciate it, sir, on this Veterans Day. You have a great one.
Thanks very much, Tom. Roland, have a good day.
And bye-bye. Happy Veterans Day to Miss Alma, too.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I will tell her. Bye-bye.
All right. All right. Good job.
All righty. Chat tomorrow, guys.
And good get job, Roland's Roland. Book. It's on blackamericaweb.com.